Good morning, fellow Federationists. Welcome to the 2017 Convention of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. My name is... My name is Denise Avant. I am the state president. We have lots of things going on. I wish to welcome all of you. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you to all of those who have helped to put this convention on and make it possible. I will be thanking you at the end, but I just wanted to thank you right now. I do have some announcements that need to be made. And first of all, I want to say, if you have announcements that you wish me to make, please do them in Braille. Send them up to me, and I will look at them, and I will be happy to make the announcement. So, just one second. Don't get overly anxious. I do have one announcement. We have Ira. With us, and Michael Hinkson has asked me to announce that anyone who signs up for IRA at the convention will receive the first month free. And if you have questions about IRA, Michael is here. He's going to be at the front of the room at the table, and he can also be reached at 415-827-4084. I just received my IRA glasses and software, and I'm looking forward to using it. I have also been asked to announce by Patty Chang that when you leave the convention, at the close of the convention, please leave your name tags at registration. We're going to be able to make use of that in some future time. So please leave a name tags at convention. As far as the meal tickets, you are asked to bring your meal tickets with you to every meal. The meal that has no holes are for breakfast. So the next time, of course, you'll be needing that is tomorrow morning for the student breakfast, and I hope everybody's signed up with that. The white ticket with the one corner that's missing is for the lunch. The blue ticket that has the two holes is going to be the banquet ticket. So I'll be making that announcement throughout the convention just so that you know. Now, the other thing is that this evening, we've been told that we're going to be joined by Congressman Bill Foster at our reception shortly after 6 p.m. I am asking that we, as Federationists, and we know how to do this, make our presence known. Everybody come down to the reception, meet the congressman. He needs to be able to see us. We're looking for his support on our legislation, and we are hopefully going to dissuade him from not supporting H.R. 620, which we all know what that is. We'll hear more about that from President Riccobono later this morning. Now, few other things. I would like to actually start off our convention by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. So if we might all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, everybody ready? Unfortunately, we're going to have to make believe we have a flag. We don't have one. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Right. Now, we're going to do one other thing. Federationists, can I please, I don't have a gavel, but I will find something to get your attention.
You have an iron hand.
Thank you, Mr. Meyer. We have lost a fellow Federationist this year. Annette R. Grove passed away in May of 2017. She was a longtime member of our Four Rivers chapter, headed our Washington seminar team for many, many years. We also lost Don Gilmore. As you all know, Don was a fixture at these conventions for many, many, many years. He was a member of the Prairie State and the Chicago chapters. We also lost Charlotte Linden, and Charlotte Linden was a great friend and supporter of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. She supported our Freedom Link program, which started in 2008, and every year Charlotte gave us $5,000 to run that program. And so I would like to have a moment of silence for our Federationists and our supporters that we've lost this year.